Hello, it's the 24th of May, 2019, and today we have the Nine of Cups and the Four of Cups and the Two of Cups all reversed. Never satisfied. I was wondering about the lack of cups or emotional content in the cards yesterday or whenever it was, but I see we're just swimming in feelings today. So water signs, as in sun, moon, or rising, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpios, you're all over this one. In the past is what is commonly called in the trade the wish card, the Nine of Cups, water, plus Aquarius, Neptune, Jupiter, Pluto, Mars. A rosy-cheeked, well-dressed, and obviously well-fed human sits before a banquet table lined with gold goblets ready to serve expected guests, many expected guests. This is satisfaction and success we are happy to share. Number 9 is the number of completion before 10. 1 and 0 takes us back to 1 again. Hospitality, good times. We are well off and have everything we could possibly want and more. Well done. Dream achieved. Is that all there is? Peggy Lee version only, please, unless William Shatner has a version, because I would love that. Denny Crane. Well, in the reverse, you were maybe not careful what you wished for. This banquet table lined with wine glasses looks like a bar. Maybe he or she picked up too many bar tabs for his or her friends. Overindulgence on every level, but this is very much eating, drinking, and making merry, yet never feeling full, emotionally speaking. I actually feel a tinge for this human, all those cups lined up behind him or her as if they were people, yet looking straight at us, hoping we are the 10th. In the present is the card that can be read, of course, more than one way, so if the shoe fits, wear it on your head, Dolly. Because this card is also in reverse and also of the suit of cups, the apathetic, self-absorbed, and probably depressed four of cups or hearts. And this is on a good day. In the reverse, depression and isolation have set in to the degree that someone needs professional help. This is regret in a big way. Someone has taken someone, something, or everything good in their life for granted. My call, since we have a full house of hearts, would be people. However, I am of the school that reads this card in the reverse as getting up, shaking it off, and pulling it together. I mean, just look at these cards, all cups. I don't recall having that before, or at least in a while. This is love, love, love is all around, and someone is having none of it. So sad. In the future is the card of love and unity, the Two of Cups. Upright, it's a gorgeous card. Two people have true affection and love for each other. There is a sense of finding your twin. In the reverse, it's obvious. It's not happening. There is no longer, if there ever was, mutual respect. Strange picture, but not really complicated. Past mistakes and regrets have someone afraid to be emotionally vulnerable. Or, disenchanted and disillusioned with the dream achieved, you've settled for settling for less. And that is a real shame.